powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
That's a great little bumper. Good afternoon. It's good to be with you today. I'm Drew Mariani. Thanks for joining me. Hope you can hang out. I'm going to get you plugged in right now to a lot of what's happening in your world. And, of course, we'll pray the chaplet in about an hour. So if you are busy, get whatever you're doing done and make a little time for prayer. I was pretty busy today getting ready for our pledge drive here, but I ran out to Mass in the afternoon. And but when you pray, as Father Rocky likes to say, things just go better. And they do. So make time for prayer. Feel free to join me anytime. The number here, 888-914-9149. Have you been following any of the news regarding the president, or are you just kind of unplugged from all the political stuff? I know a lot of people are. They're kind of tired of the January 6th hearings, even this raid on the president, although it has captivated a lot of people. If you're not up to speed on it, let me just give you the basics here. I'll follow up on a story you might have heard about yesterday. And I was surprised at this. I was actually more than surprised. I was actually a little bit shocked. The Justice Department had taken the president's passports. You're talking about the 45th president of the United States of America. This guy's hard to miss, right? Do you really think he's going to leave the country and not return? They seized his passports. Well, they said they're going to be returning them to him today. That was to me just a shocker. Here's a little bit more from the Hill on this story. Check it out.
Meanwhile, yesterday, former President Trump lit up social media after he claimed that three of his passports were taken, calling an assault on a political opponent, quote, at a level never seen before in our country. And while no other outlets have yet formally disputed this claim, CBS's Nora O'Donnell appeared to have an inside source and tweeted, quote, according to a DOJ official, the FBI is not in possession of former President Trump's passports, which is an interesting phrasing, doesn't deny them being taken, just says that they're not currently in their possession.
Yeah, however, Team Trump came back with supposed receipts. Trump's comms director, Taylor Budowich, tweeted a screenshot of an email and blasted O'Donnell, saying, quote, at Nora O'Donnell, did your source review this email? Did you bother asking if they indeed seized the passports? The email from August 15th reads, subject, passports, from Brat, Jay. Yes, that Jay Brat, the head of the DOJ's counterintelligence. And says, Evan/Jim, we have learned that the filter agents seized three passports belonging to President Trump, two expired, and one being his active diplomatic passport. We are returning them, and they will be ready for pickup at WFO at 2 p.m. today. I am traveling, but you can coordinate further with blank, copied above. Thanks, Jay. So I think your insight seems accurate. This is an issue of having taken them, but no longer having them in their possession and trying to kind of thread that needle rhetorically.
Right, I slipped it back. I'm like, what are you talking about? We don't have these. The MSNBC reaction was pretty fascinating. Do we have some of that we can play?
Usually in investigations, you seize a passport when you're about to charge somebody and you're concerned they're a flight risk, or you seize a passport because it contains evidence of the crimes you're looking at. The warrant says agents can seize evidence of crimes they're looking at. What are the crimes they're looking at? Espionage. Great. So what would that mean? Well, his travel record is in his passport.
Maybe that explains a question I had regarding why they took not just his current and active passport, and your passport's good for about a decade. So I think it's 10 years that your passport's good for. But they took two of his previous passports as well. So when it was first reported that those passports were taken, the media said, you know, he lied. No, it's not true. But then, as you heard the piece, he published an email from the FBI saying that those so-called filter agents seized the passports, but they would be returning. I mean, somebody noted that taking the passport really was a deliberate action, that they had nothing to do with the warrant, that it's easy to see that the passports aren't part of the presidential papers, and yet they swiped them anyway. So, but, you know, when historians look back at this presidency, it's going to be a very interesting read, a very compelling chapter in the history of our country and these presidents. Primaries were being held today, and Wyoming is going to be an important one. Liz Cheney, right? She's the sole representative of that state. She's on the ballot against a candidate that is Trump back, Harriet Hageman. And as you know, Donald Trump doesn't really care for Cheney that much. I don't think she cares for him at all. Cheney voted twice to impeach him, and she's one of the two Republicans on that January 6th commission. Most polls show her losing, and by a wide margin, but who knows? You never know until the votes are counted, right? She apparently has plans, check this out, to run for president in 2024. So will she run against incumbent Joe Biden, or will she go ahead and will he step down and she'll be one of the contenders that the Democrat Party gets behind? There's a report on it from CBS. Listen.
Voters head to the polls today to decide whether Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney keeps her seat in the House.
Hageman will defend our border.
Her Trump-backed opponent, Harriet Hageman, has called the 2020 election rigged. If defeated, Cheney, the vice chair of the House January 6th committee, would be the eighth House Republican who supported Trump's impeachment to be exiting Congress.
USA!
Underscoring the tight grip Trump has over the GOP.
Her whole focus has been against one individual, whether she has information or not, instead of focusing on her district itself.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who Cheney once stood alongside in the House leadership before being voted out after clashing with Trump, has endorsed her rival and is meeting with top donors in Wyoming this week.
This is truly a linchpin moment for the United States.
Beyond the mountains here, Cheney's political crucible has drawn support from Trump critics, even some Democrats. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips has been urging Wyoming Democrats to temporarily switch parties so they can support his colleague across the aisle.
Ah, the world of politics, right? Boy, we're going to be immersed in it before you know. One other race just to look at, and I'm not going to dwell on it today. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on some of the big stories. Donald Trump, of course, Liz Cheney. Alaska, okay, they're holding a primary today as well. And Senator Lisa Murkowski, also a Trump opponent, remember? She's on the ballot. But because Alaska, they changed to ranked choice balloting. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That's where the top vote getters, regardless of the party, they advance to the general election where voters are going to rank them according to preference. Kind of a weird way of voting. She actually still has a chance of surviving. If it was normal balloting, experts say that odds are that she would lose her seat. She held that seat, by the way, just to show you how loved she had been by the citizens there. 20 years. She held that seat for nearly 20 years today. Also on the ballot, Sarah Palin. Yeah, she wants to make a comeback. She's running for the state's sole seat in the House. And we'll soon know how all that shakes out. In the international news, you know, I've been monitoring what's going on with both China and Russia, just seeing, you know, what will the effects of this consecration to the Blessed Mother be? You know, we consecrated Pope Francis and all of us in union with him. We're part of that beautiful day where the world and Russia and Ukraine were consecrated. Well, Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, said in a speech yesterday, Russia has no need to use nuclear or chemical weapons in its war against Ukraine. They're not going to use nuclear weapons. I don't think nuclear weapons should ever be used, nor should chemical weapons. But that's a really positive sign. He called reports about the country's willingness to use them. He says that was a lie. Absolute lies were the words that he used. He also said that the main purpose of having nuclear weapons, it's just simply as a deterrent against nuclear attack. And I really hope that's the case. Don't you remember when they first went into Ukraine, how they in a very cloaked way, threatened to use this type of weaponry, against enemies, especially if it meant a real threat to Russia? Even in China, we've heard similar threats about those who, you know, play with fire are going to perish by it. I mean, who knows what that means? But I was in Mass today. I actually was praying for peace in the world. I was praying for unity. And I prayed for you too, of course. I really asked God for mercy, that the graces of this consecration would really manifest. According to Reuters, the Russian defense minister also alleged that Ukrainian military operations were being planned by the United States, by Britain, and that NATO had increased its troop deployment in Eastern and Central Europe several times over. So I would invite you to pray for peace as well. I keep wondering what the off-ramp on this story is going to be. How does this end? You know, what's the final, you know, what's the final story? What's the final chapter in this saga? I don't know. God does. So let's pray. Let's pray for peace. These things involve not just Ukraine, but they can ripple out and affect the world. In another story, my producer Maggie found, I thought, kind of a cool story about an Australian priest. His name is Liam Ryan. I don't know if you heard this. This happened about, I think it was last year or the year before. He was a surfer, but he was vacationing with a friend and his family on the ocean when he saw that a 15-foot great white shark was circling another surfer. Now, what would you do? The shark is in lunch mode, right? Circling this the surfer. You're the safety of a boat. What would you do? What would you do? All of a sudden, the shark moves, takes a bite of the surfer's leg, chomps through the board. Father Ryan, his friend, and another guy, you know what they did? They got out there, dove in to fend off the shark, and they saved the life of the rescuer. Fortunately, the shark just missed the surfer's main artery. If he would have clipped that, he would have been dead. You know, he would not have survived. Of course, they were awarded with Australian the Bravery Award earlier this year. But I sit back and I look at that and I think, what would I do? If I see somebody being beat up on the street, if I see somebody being ready to be attacked by a shark in the ocean, if I see somebody trapped in a burning car, it really is. It's heroic. It's brave. It's sacrificial. And maybe I should be praying a little bit more for that. Maybe we should all be praying for a greater spirit of sacrifice. You know, there's no greater love than to lay your life down for your brother, right? I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, we'll talk more. In fact, I don't know if you heard this is a bizarre one, too. I've got to tell you about this. This is really troubling to me. This is an injustice. I've talked about what's happening in public schools. Wait till you hear the filtering system that they're going to be using. And if you got kids going to school, you may want to listen to this. We'll be back with more right after this.
Live coast to coast, the Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
Father Rocky here, asking you to answer the call. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. So four times a year, we pass the basket and ask you for financial help. It's our summer pledge drive. And do we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level? It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe image on an arched slate tile. It's really special. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. This Guadalupe traditional slate tile can stand upright on a desk, shelf, or table, and no two slate tiles are the same. Again, this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe tile is our gift to you at the $50 a month giving level. We have matching funds this hour, so your $50 gift will be doubled if you give now. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
All right, Father Rocky, thank you so much. Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani, asking you to answer the call. We need 175 Drew Mariani fans to step forward this hour and toss a couple of bucks into the basket as we pass it around. You can give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or 877-291-0123. A $3 million need to hit by the end of the week to cover our operating expenses for the next 3 months. That sounds like a big number, and it is a big number, but when you break that down to everybody listening, it's 17 cents per hour per person. And I think I heard Father Rocky say that he'd like to get that down to a dime eventually. So that's not bad. Not bad at all for a cost of evangelization. Give what you can. If you can't give at all, please do pray for our success during this pledge drive. If you can give, it is another partnership challenge hour, and your gift will be doubled. So get a hold of us, relevantradio.com, on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. This is the place where you're going to get the true, the good, the beautiful. Where else in the media these days are you hearing the truth that comes from Christ and his church? Support us with whatever you can right now. Your gift will be doubled. Give it relevantradio.com, the app, or Drew at 877-291-0123.
You know, lots of ways to give, that's for sure. Neil, I think you brought up a great point there, and I just want to touch on that for a moment. You know, when I give, right, and I support Relevant, I know you do, I know many of our colleagues here do, I do it because it's not just for me or for the fact that I'm Catholic and I'm proud that there's a Catholic voice on the air, but I get so frustrated. One of the common frustrations of my day is turning on and having to watch and consume mainstream media news. The partisanship, the misreporting, the bias, the filtering, the censoring in big tech, the squelching of stories, the promotion of others. When you tune into Relevant Radio, you're going to get a look at the faith. You're going to be taught it and inspired, I hope, by it. I hope it'll help you live your life in a more holy and virtuous way. But at the same time, you know that what you hear reported here is going to be the facts, and it's going to be shown in the light of our faith. And if that has any meaning to you, if you appreciate all that we do from early in the morning to late at night, then I do invite you to join us right now. Would you call 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. Neil?
That's right, Drew. We are looking for 175 fans of Relevant Radio, fans of the Drew Mariani Show, to step forward this hour and answer the call, relevantradio.com, on the app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
Current news through a Catholic lens. You're listening to The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Great bumper, Mag. Maggie's been putting a little ELO there for you. And Maggie, I got to tell you, Maggie has taken over, you know, my former producer, Jake, who is just an absolute genius when it comes to audio and to music and producing. He was really gifted that way. He called me last week, and he says, I've heard you guys have freshened your bumpers. I hear some new stuff there. It's really good. So coming from Jake, Maggie, it's a big compliment for you. So he hears your stuff, and he loves it. So good stuff. Hey, let me tell you what's going on here in a minute. If we get a chance, we'll connect to a guest on this. There is a story out there as well that you probably should be aware of. It's a little frustrating for me when I see some of the stories that are out there. Last week, I was talking to you a little bit about the desperate situation that public schools are facing. We're getting some numbers right now on the extent of that situation. There's a woman named Rebecca Pringle. She's the president of the largest teachers union, the NEA, right? And she told ABC News recently that she estimates the nation is 300,000 teachers and support workers short this year. That's a stunning number. Why are we so short on teachers? That many teachers have retired? Are that many teachers getting out of the industry? I know a lot of doctors wanted out. I know a lot of law enforcement had wanted out. I sit back and we'll talk to a guest in a moment. Is this what's driving this? Is this about policy? You know, I think it is. I think you see police leaving the police force because of liberal policies. You know, people are arrested, they walk right back out. You know, there are people who just, they're professional shoplifters, right? You take a look at the crime, you take a look at the amount of assaults on our law enforcement. So you realize it doesn't work so much, so now you hear some of the Dems begin to change the tune on that a little bit. But you also see the medical community really challenged when it came to certain mandates. You see it when it comes to transgender procedures, when it comes to things that abortion that may violate their conscience. And there have been a lot of doctors who said, hey, I've done my time. I'm going to retire early. I'm out. Are we seeing the same thing with teachers? I mean, if you're a teacher, let me know what's going on. Why is there such a shortage? Is it because of what you are now being forced to teach our kids? And you're saying, hey, enough is enough. I don't want anything to do with this. I think it is. I don't think that's exclusively the reason, but I do think that's a contributing factor. If I was at school and they're telling me that I got to go around the classroom and ask what everybody's pronoun is, you know, and then teach stuff that I know is just wacky, I couldn't in good conscience. I couldn't teach. I just couldn't do that. So you've got more than half of the nation's teachers say that they're now planning to retire from their profession earlier than they had originally planned. Maybe you're one of those teachers. Love to hear from you. There was a report for the National Center for Education Statistics that showed that spending on a national scale rose from just a little more than, I think it was $4,000 per student. Check this number out, though, to $15,000 per student, a 280% increase. And those figures are adjusted, of course, you know, for inflation. That's a big jump. So, you know, you would think that the unions would wait to treat, you know, all their teachers well so that they could retain them. Not in Minneapolis. No way. The union there just reached a deal with the school district. And let me just fill you in what's happening in Minneapolis. Here's part of the deal. If it comes to layoffs, white teachers, you're the first to go. You're saying, did I hear him right? No, you heard me right. If you're the pigment of your skin, if you happen to be Caucasian, you're out. You're the first one to go. This is a major leap backwards. Aren't we trying to have racial equity and racial justice, right? Is this not blatant discrimination? And again, this is the NEA. This is the union. This is the teachers union out there. If it comes to layoffs, we have to lay you off because you happen to be white. Sorry, you're the first to go. Not the teachers who've been there the shortest time, right? No, not you. Not the one with the least experience. We'll let those with seniority stay. They've done their time. Not the one with the poorest performance record, and that's what I would do. I don't care how long you're there, how short you're there. I want the poorest performing teacher out first, right? No, none of that matters. Tenure, longevity, performance. Nah, your skin color is what is the criteria which we're going to determine whether or not you can stay. Imagine if somebody came out and said, you know what? If it comes to layoffs, blacks are the first to go. What do you think would happen? Or Asians are the first to go. You know, it makes me think of the early chapters of our country. When immigrants would come to this country, the Irish, the Italians, signs would hang out there. Irish need not apply, right? So Italians, it's the same type of thing. I mean, we're not going back just a couple decades. I think we're going back a century or two. It's crazy. And yet this is supposed to maintain equitability. Roy, longtime listener to the show, is listening in Madison, Wisconsin. He's chiming in. Roy, good afternoon. Good to hear from you. Did you bring his mic up? Hi, Roy.
Hello.
Hey, Roy. How are you, brother?
Oh, good, Drew. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. What's going on? You got to make your comments quick because I got to take a short pause in about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, you hit the spark plug with me. My son was a teacher 20 years in Madison, Drew, and he had to quit because he couldn't take it anymore. What pronoun there? And he taught little kids, grade school, and then he also coached football, state champions, undefeated. So he could do both ends of the spectrum. But listen, there was no discipline left in the classrooms. You have to call him by Johnny is now Judy, or Johnny's still Johnny, but he's a he or she. It's nuts. It's out of control. I hate to get political, Drew, but the Democrats are doing this to our country, Drew.
Well, we're all Americans, Roy, and I share your pain for what's happening. We all have to be the primary educators of our children and make sure that this type of nonsense is gone. I say thank God for Relevant Radio. Thank God for a voice of truth. Thank God for clarity when it comes to what can be a very confusing issue for a lot of people. I'll be right back.
And Neil Robbins joining Drew Mariani, asking you to answer the call, looking for 175 people to step forward this hour and make a pledge to Relevant Radio. Any dollar amount is fine, and we will match your gift dollar for dollar. It is a partnership challenge hour. Any gift you make to Relevant Radio will be doubled. So give right now at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or on the Relevant Radio app. And as Drew and Roy were talking about just a minute ago, the craziness in the culture, in education, in the media, of course, we, you know, we're like an oasis of sanity here. Amen. I know Patrick Madrid calls what's going on a clown world. Well, we try to deliver the news as accurately as we can on Drew's show, of course, and at various times throughout the day. But we always want to do that through a moral lens, through a Catholic lens. That's what you get from Relevant Radio day in and day out. We defend traditional marriage. We defend life. We defend freedom of religion. And we want you to back us up right now. Help us to wipe out that $3 million need by the end of the week. Give what you can right now. It's a partnership challenge hour. We're going to double your gift. RelevantRadio.com is where you can give. You can also tap the Relevant Radio app or give us a call at 877-291-0123.
Yeah, Neil, I love it. Well said. And let me just say to Julie in Pittsburgh, who is calling in with her pledge, she gave $30. It's a dollar-for-dollar match out of Pittsburgh. Thank you. Grace in San Jose, a reoccurring gift of $308, just gave it online. Thank you for your generosity. Linda's giving a reoccurring gift. She's a new donor. Welcome to the family, Linda. You make that pledge and watch the type of coverage, information, inspiration, guidance, and education that we give to you in the days ahead. Watch how souls are being impacted. In fact, we just heard from a prisoner. Maggie and I will share a little bit of what he had to say maybe a little bit later today with you. But I'm looking at the numbers right now, Neil. There's plenty of room on the phones. Dollar for dollar match. I could use about 100 generous souls to step forward down the next 30 minutes and join us to really get ready for the chaplain and really to advance the important mission of Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or use your mobile app.
Yeah, and Drew, if you give online, we have a special bonus audio download. It's a brand new talk that Father Rocky put together. Cardinal Dolan, earlier in the year, came out with 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival, and Father, you used that list. And I kind of guide you through Cardinal Dolan's 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival as we are in a Eucharistic revival for about the next 3 years. Give what you can right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Answer the call.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Hey, thanks for being here. Coming up in about 30 minutes, maybe a little less, we'll pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy. Hey, Joan in Green Bay, Wisconsin, thank you for your pledge. I see you made it during that last break. And Kathleen in Wisconsin, I want to thank you. And Greg in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Marianne in Arlington Heights, and Rommel in Tracy, California, thank you. We're so grateful for your generosity. They really are. Please leave us your prayer intentions, too. I just always want to remind you of that. One of my favorite times of my broadcast is in 30 minutes when we'll pray the chaplet, you know, and we come together. And got a great email from a priest who told me he asked us all to pray for a situation that one of his fellow priests were facing. And it's an amazing answered prayer. I'll share that with you coming up, too. So, of course, tell others about it. We're just a few minutes away from that. Right now, let me just fill you in on one other issue. Monsignor James Shea is going to be stopping by. If you had missed my conversation a few minutes ago, I was talking about teachers in Minneapolis. And white teachers in particular are going to be fired up first, because if there's layoffs, according to the New Deal, they're first out, right? They're going to be laid off because they just happen to be white. Now, change that adjective, white, right, for black, for Asian, for anything else, gay, right, heterosexual. Imagine if you made that the criteria for hiring or firing someone. It's illegal. And again, it's not the newest teacher. It's not the ones with the worst performance records. It's not the ones with seniority. It's white teachers. White teachers. If you're white, I'm sorry about this, but, you know, if there's layoffs, you better get ready to look for something else. I understand why people are walking away from their job now, why teachers want out. It shows you just how much this whole diversity, inclusion, and equity, right? And the way I put it in that way, diversity, inclusion, and equity, because it spells DIE, right? D-I-E, if you want to shorten that up. That whole concept of diversity, inclusion, and equity, it's death. Death to business, it's taken over. It's death to our culture. It's taken over a lot of the culture. But here's the thing. You can have a number of reactions to it, right? You can be scared. You can be angry. You can resolve to do something positive about it. And sometimes you can maybe experience all three, being angry at an unjust situation is not necessarily wrong, but the best thing for us Catholics, of course, to do is to resolve it by doing something positive about that. And that could be hard. You know, you look and you see the larger problem. You might say, hey, I'm just one person. How could I change it? And of course, it's not just the racial issues. It's the whole gender agenda as well. So one of my producers saw a bumper sticker on the back of a pickup from Vermont, and it says, blow up the binary. How do you even begin a conversation with a person who believes that, right? I'm joined today, and we'll take some of your calls, too. I'd love to hear from you. If you're on hold, I'll get you on the air. I want to welcome to the conversation first Monsignor James Shea, a brilliant educator. He's the president of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. You just heard their ad run. You can find them at newmary.edu or come to mary.com. I've invited him for some perspective on this today. Good to have you with me, Monsignor. Welcome.
It's great to be with you, too. Thanks, Drew.
What do you make of this story about Minnesota? The union there says, hey, if teachers are going to be laid off, we're laying off the white ones first. I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
You know, I think it was G.K. Chesterton who said that when people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing. They believe in anything.
Right.
In other words, the sort of progressive secular agenda and ideology that we've seen sort of flow through our culture has consequences to it. And we need to be aware of that and thoughtful about it in everything that we do as Catholics, because we hold to a faith which has all embracing claims about reality, about the human person and fair in marriage and love and family and all of those different types of things. And it's important for us to understand that human beings, by our nature, have to have faith. We live by faith. And so if it's not the Christian faith, if it's not Catholicism, people will give their hearts and their minds to something else. And so I think, you know, when I hear a story like this, or when I see many things that are happening in our culture, Drew, I look around and I think that it's the manifestation of a different kind of religious revival. It's a kind of secular dogma. And we need to be really aware of that. People think that they've thrown off the shackles of religion, but instead they've just adopted a new set of more incoherent ideas and traded in gold for fool's gold, I think is what's happened. Now, the good news is a place like Relevant Radio, an apostolate on the airwaves like Relevant Radio, is doing tremendous good to bring the truth to people. And so the fact that Relevant Radio is on the airwaves and is offering the truth about the human person, the truth about the family, the truth about God, the truth about society, all of those things to people who both are avid listeners and supporters like I am, to people who just happen to be driving down the road or happen to be at home, maybe they're homebound and maybe they're sick, and they turn on the radio and they come across a program like this, their lives are transformed by it, which is why Relevant Radio is just so important right now in the culture.
Well, amen to that. I could not agree with you more. And I guess I could re-echo the same thing for the University of Mary. You're doing the same thing. I've said it all the time. We need well-formed citizens. You know, there are future educators and legislators and doctors and entertainers. And if we get it right, you know, in the educational level, then society at large will be much, much better. And we're all doing our part. You are relevant, certainly is, on so many different levels. And we're so grateful for you who support us. And I'll just remind you, this is our summer pledge drive. If you could, before we pray the chaplet, if you believe in that, if you value what we do here, maybe consider giving a pledge. You can go online before the chaplet at relevantradio.com or just call 877-291-0123. There's a dollar-for-dollar match today if you do it. I'd be grateful. I know countless souls will be, a lot of parents will be, a lot of children will be better formed because of it. Peter in Oxnard, California, you're on with Monsignor Shea. Good afternoon.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on your show. I couldn't agree more with that very articulate man who just spoke. I'm a former high school teacher in California. My wife and I both taught high school. We have five children, who none of whom went to a second of public school. We realized way back how detrimental it could be to their soul.
Wow.
And it really paid off. They went to a number of Catholic schools and good ones, and are still practicing Catholics themselves. I urge anyone thinking of sending their child to public schools, that includes universities, to think twice. very hard. I attended a Catholic university in California, and it was hardly Catholic.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It goes from the beginning to the end. And I'm enjoying your show. This word needs to get out.
Yeah, well, thank you, Peter, for the call. I'm going to let Monsignor respond to you because, Monsignor, I know you share the same passion that Peter does and that I do, too. I can't tell you how many people I've known have gone to Catholic institutions and they've come out not that well-formed. And I don't like the broad brush because there's some tremendous universities in this country that really teach a faith and form them. But Peter is a good parent. He made the sacrifice, made sure he protected his kids. And I'm not here just to bang public schools. My sister-in-law teaches second grade in a public school. So, but I could not agree more. When I see what the government is now doing, when you see what's happening to these kids, you see the atheism that's in our schools today, I think they're really dangerous places to try to raise a kid. But your thoughts on what Peter had to say?
Well, I commend Peter. Of course, every parent who makes a commitment and a sacrifice in order to send their sons and daughters to Catholic school, they invest not just in time, but in eternity, in the future of their children. And it's important for their children to continue to practice the faith. And of course, the odds go up if they're at a faithful Catholic school. But I think about the importance of Catholic education in terms of what Peter was saying, but also in terms of what you were saying a little bit earlier, Drew, about how important it is for the mind to be well-formed. So when we look out at our culture and when we see all of the things that are happening, we say to ourselves, we live in a wounded, wounded culture. There's a lot of people who are walking around with a lot of shrapnel, and they might be far from God. Their hearts might be given over to an addiction of some kind or evil that they need to be freed from or these kinds of things. And we can get confused about the real nature of the struggle that we face. So when we look at our culture, we see that there are very serious and clear moral wounds, but those moral wounds have an intellectual basis. And so the formation of the mind and the teaching of the truth is deeply important. That's what Relevant Radio does. It's what Catholic high schools at their best do. It's what a place like the University of Mary does.
My guest, Monsignor James Shea, I'd love to hear from you too. Feel free to dial in. We have to take a short break. The number to get in, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Taking a look at a story that surfaced saying in Minnesota in particular that came to layoffs. This union just passed a deal that white teachers have got to go. I can't see how they can do that. To me, it seems illegal on so many different levels. But we can talk more about it. We'll take your calls and questions if you want to share how Relevant has impacted you or how it's helped you raise your kids or make you a better formed follower of Christ. We'd love to hear from you, too. Phones are always open. In the studio, it's 888-914-9149. Give us a call. Pat Jerk will take your call. And if you want to make a pledge, I really would encourage you to do that. I could certainly use 50 heroes right now to come forward and help advance the great mission of Relevant Radio and the work that we're doing to try to form good consciences and draw others closer to Christ. That's a solution to the problems that now threaten our country. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and at relevantradio.com. Prayer, not panic. Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hey, Valerie, how you doing?
I just wanted to thank you for your awesome broadcast.
The Faith Explained and the Cale Clark Show.
My 20-year-old daughter and I have been listening for the last couple months to Relevant Radio, and it has really been the tipping point for each of us to make a choice to convert from Mormonism.
Oh, wow.
And the series on the Mormon Church, that really, it's just been answering prayers. And we've been going to Mass. I'm learning how to pray the rosary. We start our RCIA classes in about a month.
Wow.
I'm almost 60 years old, and I feel like I'm restarting my spiritual walk.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Love those miracle moments. Keep them coming. 877-291-0123. Let's make some more miracle moments, lives that were absolutely changed by listening to the programming on Relevant Radio, by listening to great shows like the one you're listening to right now, The Drew Mariani Show. Lives change by getting together with faithful people around the country like yourself to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, which is only about 15 minutes away on Relevant Radio and the app. Please support the station that supports your beliefs. We're here for you day and night. We're here live, or even if you want, you can listen on demand right on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Give what you can right now. It is a dollar-for-dollar match, so give at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Hoping to get 175 people to step forward this hour, support the Drew Mariani Show, support the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and all the other great programming that you hear right here on Relevant Radio every single day. Please give what you can. It's a dollar-for-dollar match. RelevantRadio.com. Give on the app or by calling 877-291-0123.
Neil's looking for 175 people. I need you then if we're going to do that. It'd be kind of great to see that in 15 minutes, another 100 calls or so to come in. It'd be wonderful. Could really use it, though, just in order for us to get the goal. We're in a tough economy. We all know that, right? It's at times like this that, you know, we really, our pledge is a heroic gift. It's a tremendous sacrifice. And I'm of the ilk that you can never outgive God. I don't have time today, but I'll share a story with you maybe later in the week about an inclination of the Spirit to give to a particular cause and how God gave it back to me in a way that just blew me away. I couldn't stop thanking him for what he did for me. And I know God will, you know, bless you, and I know your most importantly, your spiritual treasure will be built. You know, doors open, prayers get answered, new relationships are formed, problems are resolved. God loves a generous giver, and I invite you right now to step out and maybe to think about making a gift. The number, 877-291-0123. It's an act of mercy. We're about to pray the chaplet, too. 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Dollar-for-dollar match today, too, and your gifts, don't forget, are also tax-deductible. Neil?
You sure are. And, Drew, we had a big gift come in from Thomas in Appleton, a $3,000 gift a few minutes ago. So that, there we go, a ring of the empty coffee cup. That becomes $6,000. Hey, thank you so much, Thomas.
Neil, let me jump in on you, too, here, because I want to send a shout-out to Rosemary in Media, Pennsylvania. I used to know that place so well. Barbara in Doylestown, PA. Thank you all for your gifts. Call now. It's not too late to get in.
The Drew Mariani Show is on Relevant Radio.
That's Mr. Telephone Man by New Edition. Good to be with you today. Coming up in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we'll pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I love Media, Pennsylvania, but I didn't live too far from there for a period of time and used to go downtown. And, of course, Thomas and Appleton, thank you for that $3,000. Barbara in Doylestown, thank you. Jim in Flagstaff, Arizona. Joseph in Brilliant, Wisconsin. John in Oceanside, California. Christine in Chula Vista, California. Thank you all for your generosity. And a lot of new donors. John in Oceanside, California is a new donor. So is Christina. Thank you. So grateful for it. Hey, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking today with Monsignor James Shea. And just putting our finger on the culture, finger on the pulse of what's happening in the culture, and there's some crazy stuff going on right now. Monsignor, I want to take a couple calls for you here, and let's just jump right into it because I know time's going to go quick in this last segment. Linda is listening in Pasadena, Maryland. Linda, hi, you're on the air with Monsignor Shea.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to say and praise the value of Catholic education. My two sons graduated from Catholic University of Washington, D.C. Wonderful school. They played lacrosse for the team, and they had good, you know, such good friendships that still remain today. But they also had such support, spiritual support. There were seminarians that also helped with the lacrosse program that were also studying, you know, Catholicism. They did have to take theology and philosophy all 4 years. They both come out with a finance and an engineering degree. The graduation was just absolutely wonderful. I mean, it wasn't cheap. It's expensive, but the whole experience of being in that school and having the education, the religious education, and the spiritual support, I can't say how enough about what the value of that education was to them. And they're very fine young men. So,
Linda, thank you for calling. Monsignor, I want you to respond, but I'll just interject something that happened there. I mean, she had a great experience at the Catholic University of America. You're at the University of Mary, great institutions, Franciscans, another one. There's a lot of them in our country, University of Dallas. My daughter went to school. She took a class down in Texas somewhere. I won't mention the university she was at. I don't think it was Catholic. Took like one semester down there. And she says what those teachers, the teachers asked them to go out. And this is last semester when things were you know, with Roe v. Wade were unfolding. She wanted them to go out and make a case for why Roe v. Wade was so important. You know, she was promoting transgender stuff. She was promoting a culture of death. Yet you hear Linda's testimony. I know you hear this. What are you hearing on the campus of the University of Mary? And, you know, what's the percentage of students that are being educated in those environments versus what's happening across the nation?
Well, sadly, the overall percentage of people who would be at a faithful Catholic school like the Catholic University of America, which, by the way, Linda, is my alma mater. So I have 2 degrees from Catholic University, both in theology, and some of the best memories of my whole life were there on that campus in Washington, D.C., and that your sons played lacrosse for the Cardinals. That's a beautiful thing. So congratulations, and congratulations for finding such a great school for them. But Drew, the fact of the matter, and I've spoken with Patrick Riley, who's the head of the Cardinal Newman Society, about this too. It's really heartbreaking that such a very small percentage of Catholic students and of overall students in our country are educated at faithful Catholic schools. And universities really are hotbeds for this diversity, equity, and inclusion ideology. And so you'll find them presented in all kinds of different ways in various classes in secular universities and even at some faith-based universities in a heartbreaking way. And so I think one needs to be very thoughtful, because it's easy to put a whole bunch of effort into raising your sons and daughters to know and love God, send them off to university, and have them come back and you don't recognize them anymore. Mm-hmm. That heartbreaking story has played itself out again and again and again for lots of people who then find themselves wondering what they're going to do. They turn into St. Monica's and they spend many years praying for their children.
Yeah, it's so true, Monsignor. I'm grateful for what you do. I'm grateful for what you do here as well. We live in a crazy time with transgender issues and pronouns, and that's why University of Mary, Relevant Radio, such tremendous, tremendous antidotes to this this cultural confusion that we're in right now. We need well-formed students in both thought and conscience, and I'm grateful for you being here. Keep up your good work, okay? We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Drew. I'm just so grateful for Relevant Radio, and I hope that this pledge drive goes as well as anyone's ever gone.
Oh, me too. I'm with you. If you can help, you can get in right now. The number's triple. I was about to give my studio number. It's 877-291-0123. Online's a great way to give. So is the mobile app. Please help if you can. If you can't, say a prayer for us. We need you. Countless other souls need you. Make that pledge. You'll be glad you did.
Please answer the call right now. Give to Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. Neil Robbins chiming in with Drew Mariani, and we are asking you to answer our call. We need your help this week to pay the light bill and all the other operating expenses. That's a $3 million need every 3 months, and we need to hit that $3 million by Friday evening at 5 o'clock Central Time. What can you do? Just give us a call, 877-291-0123. Make a gift in any giving amount, and it will be doubled for at least the next 5 minutes. So give your gift right now, 877-291-0123. Give online on the app. You can also give at relevantradio.com. Now, we invite the entire country to come together in prayer every evening at 7 o'clock Central for the Family Rosary across America with Father Rocky and Margaret. And we also get the gang together right about now every single day for the Divine Mercy Chapel. It's only a couple of minutes away with Drew here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Get your gift in before the chaplet begins, and don't forget to leave your prayer intentions. Your prayer intentions are so important to us, and we get the Relevant Radio gang together to pray for everybody's intentions. So don't forget to leave us your prayer intention. Give what you can right now while your gift can be doubled. 877-291-0123 or Drew on the app or at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, lots of calls coming in online, too. So grateful for that. I'm grateful for these new donors, Neil. Stephanie in Waldick, New Jersey, is a new donor. Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate you getting behind us. I know what you hear here is important to you. Of course, Elizabeth in Austell, Georgia, and Susan in Temple, Terrence, Florida. A lot of Florida callers coming in. Janet gave a second gift. She's at a Rancho Cucamonga, California. Thank you for your generosity. Leave us your intentions, as Neil said, and count on our deepest prayers for you, that's for sure. You know, just one thought here. St. Teresa of Lisieux, I was thinking about her. She's this powerhouse saint that grew in such holiness and did things in such a simple way. She very famously said once that we have, you know, only these very short moments in life to work for God's glory. And the devil knows that. He knows it. That's why he tries to make you waste your time on useless things. Think of how you squander your time, right? Let's save souls, right? Souls are falling into hell. Innumerable as snowflakes, she says, on a winter day. Jesus weeps. How do you console him, she says? You know, lots of ways. You know, love Jesus with all your strength of your heart. Save souls for him, she says, so that he may be loved. How do you do that? Relevant Radio does it every day. When you call and you make a financial sacrifice, I really believe you're saving souls. I really believe you're wiping the tears from the eyes of our Blessed Mother. I really believe you're saving those souls on that road to hell. Call now. Be part of this. Make a difference today. If you know that the Lord is talking to you, respond at 877-291-0123 or simply go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. Make that pledge. Leave that prayer intention. We'll be praying for you, and I know God will bless you.
Let's see if we can get 25 more people to step forward and support Relevant Radio, support the Divine Mercy Chaplet, all the great programming you hear on Relevant Radio. Come on, step forward right now while your gift can be doubled. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. Talking about praying the chaplet just made me think of some of the statistics that we got from our last listener survey. 84% said that they pray more. 20% of you said that Relevant Radio inspired you to return to Sunday Mass. Another 20% said that they attend daily Mass now due to listening to Relevant Radio. Those are results, folks, and we want you to back up those kind of results with your gift right now to Relevant Radio. Get it doubled by calling 877-291-0123. You can give online faster than ever before online because they have streamlined it once again. Give at relevantradio.com or Drew on the Relevant Radio app. Chaplet coming up in a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Yeah, please join me for prayer. That's above all the most important thing. We'll pray God gives us exactly what we need. Stephanie, thank you for being a new donor. Elizabeth in California, thank you for being a new donor. Eric in Blackstone, Massachusetts. Come on, join so many who are standing with Relevant. We need you right now. 877-291-0123.